After a lapse of 50 years, I find that I can no longer recount the incidents in chronological order. So I will try and describe what happened as they surface to my memory. An inch is more important than a mile. And so it was for me in one of the early days of the Civil War. On my way to battalion headquarters in Dulag, I visited my friend Marquis Sullivan of Craig, who lived in a cottage 200 yards or so on the Castle Island side of my son Dick's house. He invited me to a meal, and we chatted for an hour or more. Unfortunately for me, a local servant maid on her way to town recognized me as I entered the house. She reported it to her boyfriend, who was a soldier in the town garrison, and who immediately reported it to his commanding officer, Captain Bobby Welsh. Welsh grabbed a rifle and ordered Tommy Blue and Tygin Fat, that's Tom Nolan and Tim Brosnan, both of whom knew me personally and were familiar with the locality, and with two others, rushed up the Limerick Road to Toomey's, Prendeville's, and Maher's of Connachan in the hope that they would take me by surprise. When the meal was finished, Mackie's mother went onto the road to reconnoitre and gave us the all clear. Then, at our ease, we sauntered away, and we hadn't gone 30 yards when a volley of rifle shots rang around our ears. Welsh and his men had arrived. I took evasive action, rolled over to the side of the road, and jumped the ditch in front of Stanley Devan's house. And thank God for having made my escape, especially when I noticed that a bullet had passed right through my hat from back to front. Marquis was taken prisoner and got very rough handling from his captors, who had hoped to get the bigger fish. Certainly, none of Welsh's men had fired to hit me, as it would have been sheer impossibility to miss me at such a close range. Some days later, my sister Kathleen met Welsh, and he asked her if she had any news from me recently. She said yes, she had. He told me to tell you that you were a damn bad shot. Well, you can now tell him from me, the next time you see him, that the rifle I grabbed in my hurry, I found out later, was firing high. And so, that accounted for the two holes in my hat. And an inch is sometimes as important as a mile. And so it was for me on that occasion. Split-second timing sometimes makes all the difference between life and death.